Hi, everyone. It's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 22 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. When Jesus finished praying in a certain place, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." He said to them, "Which of you, if you go to a friend at midnight and tell them, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he from within will answer and say, 'Don't bother me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give it to you.' I tell you, although he will not rise and give it to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as many as he needs. I tell you, keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep seeking and you will find. Keep knocking and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks it will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he won't give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asks for an egg, he won't give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" He was casting out a demon, and it was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of the demons." Others, testing him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. A house divided against itself falls. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. But if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if by God's finger I cast out demons, then God's kingdom has come to you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his own dwelling, his goods are safe. But when someone stronger attacks him and overcomes him, he takes from him his whole armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a privilege it is to pray, and thank you for teaching us how to pray in this very famous section of the Lord's Prayer. Lord, we do try to follow after that as we pray. We want to begin our prayer with recognizing that you are our Father in heaven, that you love us, you created us, you delight in us, you have given us strength, and we can go to you as our daddy. We can whenever we're alone, whenever we're needy, we can cry out to you. We want to keep your name holy. You are holy. You are other. You are separate from us. You are greater than us. You are mighty. You are powerful. You are all-knowing. And because of that, Lord, we just want to spend our time praying as revering you and praising you for everything that you've done. And we also want to pray that your kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. We want to see how your rule and reign happen up there on here, on terra firma here on earth. Lord, that means that we want to see justice and we want to see your will in people's lives. We want to see people come to know you. So we lift up our friends and our family members today who are far from you, and we pray that your will would be done in their lives as it is in heaven. Lord, we also ask for our daily bread. We pray that you would provide for us in powerful and amazing ways, and simple and small ways. And Lord, sometimes it's that I understand that you love me because of the little ways. And so I pray for my friend today who just needs to be reminded that you see them in the small spaces. Provide for them in little ways that are shaped just like us. Lord, please forgive our sins. They are many, and we can't even know them really. Sometimes it's just part of our nature. But you are so gracious to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Lord, we just lift up those people today that we're having a hard time forgiving, and we choose right now in the power of the Holy Spirit to forgive. I choose right now to forgive and let go of my bitterness and my anger. Lord, I pray that you would not bring us into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. And just like this metaphor that you have of the strong man, you are stronger than the strong man. You are stronger than the weight of our sins. You are stronger than all the doubt that I have. You're stronger than the enemy who says a lot of bad, horrible things. And because of that, greater is you who is in me than he who is in the world. And so help us to stand on the rock of that truth today. You are for us. And if you are for us, who can be against us? We rest in that power. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast is supported by you, our listeners. I sounded like PBS just then, but it's true, either through advertising, and you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com, or you can support us at Patreon, patreon.com/prayeveryday. And of course, be praying for the podcast. As you can imagine, it's just a lot to carry. So thank you so much, and I hope you have an amazing day.